This is an audio version of the article AI in the Enterprise, A Practical Map by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. Every board deck has an AI slide. Every technology conference has an AI track. Every vendor has rebranded their product as AI powered. The noise level in 2026 is extraordinary. Here is what is actually happening. 78% of organizations are using AI in some form. But most of them are in early stages experimenting, running pilots or deploying narrow tools for specific tasks. The gap between the AI narrative and the AI reality is still significant. This post is a map of where AI is genuinely gaining traction in enterprise, what the real patterns look like, and how to think about it as a consultant or architect, not as a vendor. Foundation posts this post connects the technical foundations covered elsewhere in this series to the business reality. For the technical concepts, what is a large language model? AI agents, what they are and how they work and RAG, retrieval augmented generation, read those posts first. Where AI is genuinely working in 2026. 1. Copilots embedded in existing tools. The biggest AI deployment in enterprise is not a new AI product. It is AI embedded in tools people already use. Microsoft 365 Copilot has over 15 million paid seats. GitHub Copilot has reached 4.7 million paid subscribers and approximately 77,000 enterprise customers as of early 2026. IDC projects that AI Copilots will be embedded in nearly 80% of enterprise workplace applications by the end of 2026. The pattern that works, AI that lives inside the tool you already have, doing a task you already do. Summarize this email. Suggest code for this function. Draft a reply. The friction is low because the workflow does not change. The following table shows Copilot tool, what it does, and adoption signal. 2. I assisted code generation. Code generation is the AI use case with the clearest productivity evidence. GitHub Copilot research consistently shows 40 to 55% more code output per week for developers using it. This does not mean the code is always right. It means less time on boilerplate, scaffolding and documentation. The pattern: AI drafts, humans review and accept or reject. This human-in-the-loop model works because the output is immediately verifiable. You run the code and it either works or it does not. 3. Knowledge base and document search. The use case most organizations discover first, after Copilots, internal knowledge search. Instead of hunting through SharePoint, Confluence or internal wikis, users ask a natural language question and get an answer drawn from internal documents. This is RAG in practice. The organization's documents are indexed in a vector database. User queries retrieve the relevant passages. An LLM synthesizes an answer with citations. The question, "What is our return policy for enterprise accounts?" gets a direct answer from the actual policy document. This is one of the highest ROI AI applications because the problem, finding information in internal systems, is universal and well-defined. Following image, enterprise AI adoption maturity diagram showing three tiers, experimenting at the bottom, deploying narrow tools in the middle, and scaling with agents at the top with real statistics. 4. Business process automation with AI decisions. Traditional RPA automates deterministic processes if the form looks like this. Enter that. AI extends this to processes with variability and judgment, reading an unstructured invoice, classifying a customer complaint, routing a support ticket to the right team. Business process automation leads AI agent deployment in 2026. With 64% of AI agent deployments focused on automating workflows across support, HR, sales operations, and admin tasks. The pattern: high volume, repetitive tasks with clear success criteria, and human escalation paths for edge cases. 5. AI agents, still in early innings. McKinsey's 2025 global survey, 1,993 participants across 105 nations, found that 23% of organizations are actively scaling an agentic AI system, and 39% are experimenting. That is significant movement. But the honest reality, most enterprises deploying agents are doing so for narrow, well-defined tasks, not broad autonomous agents that operate across systems. The use cases that work today: exception handling with a defined resolution path, document review with clear criteria, data extraction from structured documents. Still difficult: open-ended research, multi-system orchestration with side effects, autonomous decision-making in high-stakes domains. The SAP-specific picture. The following table shows SAP AI deployment and what is happening in 2026. Following image, SAP AI ecosystem diagram showing Joule. Build process automation. AI core on BTP. Integration suite AI and analytics cloud connected to a central SAP AI hexagon. What is not working? The honest view. The gap between AI ambition and AI reality in enterprise is still large. A few patterns that consistently cause problems. The following table shows common failure pattern and why it happens. The most important success factor: organizations that succeed with AI in production pick problems with clear success criteria, verifiable output, and defined human escalation paths. Use AI for everything is a strategy for expensive pilots. Use AI for these specific high-volume tasks where we can measure accuracy and escalate errors is a strategy for production. The five patterns that work. The following table shows pattern, why it works, and examples. At a glance, enterprise AI in 2026. The following table shows use case, maturity, and key metric. What to take away? AI in enterprise in 2026 is real. Growing and producing genuine productivity improvements in specific well-scoped use cases. It is also overhyped, unevenly deployed and frequently adopted without the change management or data quality foundations that make it reliable. As a consultant or architect, the most valuable skill is not knowing which AI tool to recommend. It is knowing how to scope an AI use case so that the business outcome is measurable, the failure modes are manageable, and the deployment can actually reach production. The organizations winning with AI are not the ones with the most AI projects. They are the ones with the clearest problems, the best data, and the most honest view of what AI can and cannot reliably do in 2026. Related posts on this site: AI agents, what they are and how they work, the agent architecture behind enterprise automation use cases, <br>RAG, retrieval augmented generation, the technology behind enterprise knowledge search and document AI, <br>MCP model context protocol explained, the standard enabling agents to connect to enterprise tools and SAP systems, <br>AI hallucinations, why they happen, essential for setting realistic expectations with stakeholders on AI accuracy, <br>Ethics and responsible AI, the essentials, governance and accountability for enterprise AI deployments. Published on rakeshnarayan.com articles.